The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Are you okay with your partner innocently flirting at work? Yeah. Hey, if you're at the front desk, you got to innocently flirt. You got to get stuff done. If you're a bartender, you have to innocently flirt. If you're in sales, I don't care if you're selling cars or you're selling pharmaceuticals, you have to innocently flirt. And I'm asking this question because earlier the down on the DM, Ashley was upset because her boyfriend, Brandon, they've been dating for a while. She thought he was going too far. She was wrong. It did not go down in the DM.
My girlfriend, she definitely wouldn't appreciate that.
Oh, wait. Well, I totally understand. Jessica just thought you'd be, a fun addition to the group. She mentioned you two could collaborate on some future events and that she had a good time.
Yeah, no, I would love that. No, that's something more my lane. Like, I want to come to work together in the future on some stuff.
Oh, really? Hit her up for more events? You're going to hit her up again?
What is going on?
I mean, networking?
Of course he's going to hit her up for more events. That's how he makes his money. And so she was just upset because she thought he was being too friendly. What are you supposed to be, a jerk? You're selling somebody a car.
There's a fine line, though, because there's innocent flirting, what you were talking about, like somebody in sales. They have to be nice. They have to be friendly. But sometimes it can be misconstrued. That friendliness can be like, oh, maybe they're interested in me, and they'll try to take it to the next level.
Otto, I understand that, but he clearly said, my girlfriend. He clearly brought his girlfriend up during this conversation, yet this woman, Ashley, went overboard. And I can't believe I'm defending Brandon. And you're like saying that Ashley had a right to be upset over what, him doing his job? He got the job done. And she's like, oh, you're going to keep talking to her? Yes, because we have to feed our family.
I don't believe in innocent flirting. But I think the moment you start flirting, that means you have weird intentions. You have different intentions. You can be friendly and not flirt. And I just think anytime he's flirting with somebody like that, you have weird vibes. And it could put your partner in a weird position like Ashley was. And did she go over the top? Did she react wildly and not, once he told her what was going on, she still didn't believe it? Yes, that was wrong. But he was kind of out of pocket for dabbling and being overly flirty with this lady.
I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. I don't think you and I have the same definition, Anthony, obviously, of what flirting is. When I say innocent flirting, I'm talking about being extra kind and attentive to someone. This could be a man or a woman. I'm not talking about inviting somebody to the house or something,
Dana,
later.
You know, every man thinks anytime a woman gives him any kind of attention, he's like, oh, she wants me.
That's
most men.
But that's why I don't use the term flirting, because of that situation. If you say flirting, then all of a sudden the girl thinks, oh, well, I'm just trying to be friendly. And it's like, nah, like, I think he did cross the line a little bit, and now I'm happy that he pulled back. But no, I don't agree with what he did and how he went about it.
Well, I think I cannot believe that I'm over here taking up for Brandon. I just think that sometimes you have to do things to seal the deal. You're at work. Like, you have to do things.
I don't know. After the sales calls conversations we had this weekend, I'm not all about flirting. Because one of the girls that we were talking to, she said she works in sales and that some girls do a lot more than flirting to close those deals.
She did. She said that a lot of these men, but it's not the girls. It's these married men. And I'm going to put it out there. These married men who are making these huge buys and doing these things. She's like, sometimes I lose out because they want things from me I'm unwilling to give, and somebody else will. I'm like, what? She's like, they're married.
That all starts with innocent flirting because they think they could take it there.
That's not innocent flirting. See, that's the difference. These men are not innocently flirting.
Because there's no such thing as innocent flirting.
Yes, there is. My girl innocently flirts. It's the other guys that are trying to take it over the top. So she's like, no, and somebody else will say, okay.
Back to my original point. Just because she's flirting with you, every guy's like, yep, she wants me.
Dang, we had a win until Automatic brought up all that stuff.
877-730-DCS1. Are you okay? And have you ever done a little innocent flirting to get the job done? Innocent. Not outright, which you just talked about, Automatic. There's a huge difference. Call or text us, and let's talk about it next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so this down in the DM has got us all, I think, completely on different sides of the aisle here. And I can't believe I'm taking up for Brandon. Ashley is the girl who sent me the DM because her boyfriend, Brandon, she said, was flirting with somebody at work. It did not go down in the DM, and I didn't hear him flirting at all. In my opinion, the man was closing a deal. He even mentioned her. Good morning, Sue. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Innocent flirting not crossing the line, is it okay to get the deal closed?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue.
So,
Sue,
I mean, as long as you're both parties fully trust each other and you know where your heart lies, there shouldn't be an issue when it comes to doing your job. If you have to socialize with the opposite sex, be friendly flirting, innocent flirting, just words. No touchy-feely stuff, just innocent socializing in an extra-friendly way, then you're and it's a part of work, it's social networking.
Right.
As long as the other party is fully trusts you,
what's the problem?
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what was happening here. Ashley, you could clearly hear, is not trusting her boyfriend, but I think it's on her because he brought her up immediately, and you can't...
Exactly.
Be upset if your partner has to flirt or do whatever, as long as they're not crossing the line. No touchy-feely,
no
promises.
Do what I catch myself doing all the time when I'm in a situation this where somebody's trying to sell me something or be overly friendly and I think they might be flirting with me? I do always say, well, my wife.
See?
And I always bring that up.
So you bring me up every time, right?
What we were talking about, I always say that. Well, my wife.
Car salesmen hate to see you come in.
No.
My boyfriend, he works with nothing but women all day, every day. And he's the jokester. He makes everybody laugh. And well, for most women, laughter is you joke around, you make us laugh, we're already interested in you.
Say it, Sue. Say it. That is the best aphrodisiac. There is
around,
a little joke, yes.
Joking around, he's flirting with all his coworkers day in and day out, but it's all innocent flirting in his brain. He doesn't think it's flirting. He's just working. He's trying to make the day go by faster, make work fun for everybody.
And I have to ask you something. You completely, 100%, Sue, you trust him, right? Unlike Ashley, you trust him. You don't have a problem with him. That's who he is. That's part of his job. And you don't worry about the fact, even though he's working with women all day, Sue is confident in her own self.
Sue, you need to give a seminar. the peaceful mindset is Sue.
I love you, girl. Thank you so much for calling. Please call back anytime, because I think what you had to say, like, you even made Otto step back and say, oh my gosh, she's right.
Reluctantly.
We love you, girl. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jack in the Box, famous for their late night drive-thru, especially when you want those tacos. They're going even more Latinx on us. Otto's got details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hello, everybody. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Okay, this is a weird poll, but I had to share it. So 10,000 people were asked, what do you do with the fast food restaurant condiment packets?
Mm-hmm. You save them.
Otto, 69% of people say they save them. And I think more than half of those keep them for over a year.
Yeah, of course. You never know when you're going to have to use them. You might not have ketchup, or you might not have some hot sauce. Or
if you didn't grow up with a ketchup drawer or like a packet drawer, I don't know if you're my friend.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have one, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, dude.
Otto does it, and he'll have a big sack full of them. Guess what I have to do about every year? Throw the sack away, and then he starts a brand new one.
Sometimes it's a wife's job to empty the sack.
Yeah. You
know, that's prolific.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Still talk about Chick-fil-A sauce, so don't get nasty.
Okay. Jack in the Box is bringing us some pumpkin spice mini churros.
Look at that, boy. Heck yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to suck the filling out of that thing.
That sounds so good.
Well, they're on the app, and they're only for a limited time. So go out and go get you some of those pumpkin spice mini churros.
Starbucks had this opportunity the whole time.
And now they lost it. It's too late. It's too late. So there's two things I already like from Jack in the Box. A breakfast Jack with bacon. Got to get rid of the Canadian bacon. And then their tacos late at night. Now, I'm pulling up for the pumpkin spice churro. I love pumpkin spice anything, though.
I think pumpkin spice should be year-round.
It should be.
Well, they said if you don't have any shame with getting pumpkin spice in August, this is your
dessert. We're doing it. All right, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
All right, let's start by kicking our feet up. It is National Relaxation Day. And my favorite thing about this day is that it was invented by a fourth grader. So
what do you have to be stressed about in fourth grade?
Homework. There's a lot going on. Mom taking away the tablet.
Chores.
You know? Come on.
When did this year, when did it happen?
He might not have had an iPad. It was 1985.
I would like to talk to him now. I bet he would love to go back to fourth grade now.
Yeah, the Reagan administration. That was tough. Tough times on a fourth grader.
It was.
That D.A.R.E. program was a lot.
What's next?
We also got lemon meringue pie, which not my fave, but I'll hear for it. I like it.
I like it. Meringue is made with egg whites.
Oh,
you just beat them.
Sometimes they could be a little. Sometimes they could be a little too tart for me.
Oh no, I love kiwi pie and I love lemon meringue. Anything tart and sweet at the same time.
Oh, all right. And today we identify the failures that helped us bounce back in life. It is National Failure Day.
I've talked to so many successful people in my life, been able to, you know, do different interviews and conversations, and the biggest lessons are what you consider at the moment a failure. It's only, I think, in my opinion, a failure if you continue to make the same mistake over and over, because it's a lesson.
If you quit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the lesson I learned. You only fail once you quit.
Because it's never going to happen if you don't try.
And every failure is an opportunity to bounce back. So,
yes. And there's also a life lesson there. Some of my biggest failures have taught me the biggest life lessons I've had.
Yeah, like that time we failed to pay our taxes and IRS won that battle.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taylor Swift is releasing her album October 3rd. I'm so excited. Now, how do I know this? Because she went on to her boyfriend's podcast, of course, Travis Kelce, and his brother. What's his name?
Jason
Kelce's podcast, the New Heights podcast, and revealed everything. And I love this part. There's a part I don't like. I'm going to play it for you in a little bit, okay? This part I love.
This is my brand new album.
We got TS12, baby.
This is my brand new album. It's called The Life of a Showgirl.
Love it.
It was something that I was working on while I was in Europe on the Eras Tour. And
so while you were on tour.
I was working. Okay. I would be
how
on tour.
How on earth did she do this on the tour is still blowing my mind.
I just love it. I just love it a lot. Mentally stimulated and so excited to be creating. And this is.
And literally living the life of a showgirl.
I was.
While she wrote it.
That's why I said. That's why I called it that. Nailed it.
Before I play the part that I don't like, and has nothing to do with Taylor, by the way. Nothing to do with Taylor. Imagine she's working as hard as she does. And she writes an entire album that I feel is going to be a different kind of Taylor Swift, because it's going to be upbeat, it's going to be happy. She's written this album while she's deeply in love with this man. She is openly on his podcast, giving him the shine, because he's going to get so many views.
Let's it's over real. Billions now, right?
Let me tell you something.
The clips. The YouTube is the over clips. 9 million clips, within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours. But my thing is that he and his brother have picked up so many endorsements. Why? Because of her.
They stand next to Taylor and just get paid for being next to her.
She lifts economies. Now, that being said, why do they do this?
92 percenters! Are you ready for it? Making your podcasting debut, the most aggressive guest in the history of shows, Taylor Swift!
Stop screaming at me in public. Why are they yelling like that?
Because they're football players turned podcasters, and that's what they know how to do.
Otto Anthony, let me ask you. I need to know, because I don't listen to these kind of podcasts. I'm sure you do. Is that the norm? Do people scream like that in a man podcast?
Well, let's not underplay it. I think if we had Taylor Swift walk in the studio right now, there's going to
be
lots
too.
Of screaming, too. I've seen when we were at the VMAs, I was 50 yards away from Taylor, and I was screaming. Everyone was screaming. So
actually, Anthony, you're wrong. It was dead silent. People were in shock. She walked by, and it was like...
go dead silent, and then it turned into a roar.
I think a little bit of it, he's just excited because he knows what it's about to be. So shout out to him for landing this, because apparently none of us radio personalities were able to do it.
So that's not the norm, the screaming on the man pod.
I don't think so. I don't
listen to their podcasts.
Listen to sports podcasts at all? You don't
I don't
do that
consider
man stuff?
This a sports podcast. I consider this Taylor Swift's boyfriend's podcast.
But I just want to also not... I don't want to all just credit it all to Jason and Travis Kelce, because this is the first album that she's going to put out after re-owning all of her masters.
There's also that
sense of clarity and freedom and liberation that she's going to be able to bring from overcoming all that stuff.
And she's also working with new producers.
Yes.
So really? She usually works with Jack
Antonoff.
Yeah, and she's working now with Shellback and Max Martin, who have worked with Britney Spears and Adam Lambert,
that's
and
why
Usher,
saying,
and Ariana Grande.
This is going to be so different.
It's going to be a different sound for her.
Just her outfit. She looks sexy.
Yeah.
In that showgirl's outfit. She's a woman.
This is, this is the most flashy we've ever seen T-Swift.
And it's because she's in love. And I cannot wait for this album October 3rd. I'll tell you right now, you better buy that vinyl, Otto. You better get on that list and buy that vinyl.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kid Cudi's got a new book coming out. He's admitting to past addiction, why he didn't want to testify in the Diddy trial, and also his current relationship with Kanye West. So we're going to tell you all of the above, and actually going to hear some audio from Kitty speaking on this after famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Anthony Anderson celebrating his birthday, Ben Affleck, Chief Keef, Joe Jonas, and Jennifer Lawrence.
I volunteer as tribute.
Okay, so Kid Cudi has a new memoir coming out. It's called Cudi, the Memoir. And, of course, he's doing press. He sat down with CBS Mornings. They asked him why he didn't want to testify in a Diddy trial. And he said because, you know, he didn't really want to talk about everything that happened, but he wanted to do it for Cassie. He admitted to having past addiction because he was depressed about things. His success hit him so fast. That's why Pursuit of Happiness. He was trying to be happy. He thought money would solve all the issues. That's not the way it is. He talked about Drake. You know, he said, I can't believe this guy tried to diss me while I was in rehab. Not happy with that. Not happy with Drake. But I think what really touched me is the conversation he had about Kanye West, because I know they were really good friends and they worked together for years.
Since 2008, I think.
Some of the best music that Kanye has ever done, in my opinion, has been because he partnered with Kid Cudi.
Yeah, he definitely helped with 808s and Heartbreaks.
And he was asked about their friendship, and here's how it is currently.
It's a sad thing. It just will never happen ever again, you know, and that is the heartbreaking side of things. But hey, you know, I had a lot of things in my life break my heart, and I've been able to survive and move past it.
Did he break your heart in some way?
I think he has over and over multiple times.
In what way?
The code of a friendship.
You said you doubted you'd ever be friends again.
We've tried since then, but we always have a falling out. He said some things that there's just no coming back from.
That's the hardest thing when you really love somebody and they continue to hurt you. It doesn't just happen in love relationships. It happens in friendships where you just have to cut somebody off because they're no good for you.
I think it's trickier, too, when you're a person that you have a very close and intimate working relationship as well, too. Because it's not like they just break ways and never talk to each other again. Like, you kind of always see this person around.
I mean, he helped with The Life of Pablo, too. And then they did Kids See Ghosts together, which was a pretty big album.
I mean, I've had some people hurt me like that in my life, and I don't know that somebody I really, truly loved.
I feel like when you're working inside of art, this happens a lot. I've worked with a lot of different people that I don't talk to anymore. I don't, just because everybody's after the same goal, and once you feel like they become competition, then that competition can break up your friendship.
You think that's where the hurtful comments can come
because,
from?
Yeah, because in the beginning, Kanye was just helping him get a name. And then Kid Cudi, I don't know that he ever got on Kanye's level, but he started getting there. And once Kanye feels like anybody's getting close to him, he always is wants to keep
him down. But that's anybody, right? No, like you said, you've had it happen to you. That's anybody. If you are threatened by someone, you're going to immediately want to say something negative to them about them unless you really, truly love them. And that's where Cudi was like,
look at all the stuff that Kanye did with Drake. He loves Drake, but he's afraid of Drake because he feels like Drake filled his lane.
I just thought about Kim Kardashian's show, the one on Hulu now, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They moved it. There is a tiny piece that is going to air, and I'm not so sure how people feel about it. Kanye begins to have like a mental breakdown, and they stop filming or whatever. Is that okay that they're showing that? Or
with everything Kanye put Kim through, she could probably get away with that.
I guess so. I didn't think about it that way.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.